Hi, thanks for coming down tonight. Just to let you know ahead of time, my friend Petra will not be here tonight. It's just going to be me, myself, and I playing for about, are you disappointed? You have a funny look on your face. I'm going to play about a little while, all my sort of a cross section of my solo stuff. And then there'll be a short 10-minute pause, break, intermission. And then we're going to, my friends Drew Pizarro and Jennifer Allen and myself are going to do a short radio play, or what would be if we were on the radio, so you need to close your eyes and pretend it sounds really scratchy. It might be kind of loud, what I'm going to do, so I'm just going to warn you now if you want to run out and get some toilet paper for your ears. We tried to turn it down, but I just can't sacrifice volume. It's just one of those things, and I use distortion, so just warning you ahead of time. If you've got weak ears, I'm sorry. I'm disclaiming it now. You can't sue me. It's always going to be a comedy of errors with me. So if you expected somebody with a jazz background or anything like that, I don't know what to say other than I just do my little thing and here I am, so I'm kind of nervous. This is called Ballad of the Pentatonic. Thank you.
Sing me a song of shadows and lust. Sing me a song of smiles and bears. Cradle me in your yellow tent arms and sing me a song straight into the cradle me long, sing me a song, take my hand and make it strong. Take my legs, make them weak and sing me a song. Suckle me long, sing me a song. Suckle me long and make it hurt. Make it sing, make me weak, but sing me a song. 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 Sing song. Sing me a song. Sing me a song.
Thanks. That was called The Clown Tube. And this next song is normally a duet between my friend Petra and myself, who plays violin. But I originally wrote it as a solo piece for a dance performance that I did in Portland, where I'm from, which I was a part of. I wasn't really dancing, but I was sort of dancing, which it was not easy. But I did not get a chance to break out my tap shoes, which is a secret dream of mine. But it would involve me being a lot healthier, which is not a secret dream of mine. No more beer, no.
Thank you.
Next, with this pedal, that's the only experimental thing about it. Will it work? Will it not work? The accordion doesn't like most pedals, so you kind of have to search around for a while until you find something that won't explode. This is called a tire treadmill.
Thank you.
Called Through Alien Empires. Sort of a combination of two songs. We'll just pretend that it's just one song. It's a couple of songs. It's just too confusing to explain it, but it's all right here, baby. In my head.
Thank you.
if I drink more beer, then my voice is gonna crack, and if I don't drink more beer, I may get through it. That's my plan. This is not one of my own songs. This is a cover tune. I'm covering a song by a band called Wire that I dearly love. And this is my own interpretation of it, which is nothing, obviously there's no drums or bass or a band, so you're just gonna have to go with the flow. It's so spooky in here. This doesn't it seem sort of spooky? Is anyone feeling spooky? It was Friday the 13th yesterday and I was on a midnight plane. It's pretty hot inside the plane. See, this the tension just floats away when I make really stupid jokes all night. It just goes right away. Usually there's other people on the bill with me, so I can blame it on them in some way. And oh, well, they, you know, they were really good and I sucked or whatever. But when it's just me, I feel like I've got to make more jokes, which is probably a really bad idea. So I'll stop.
Does the pain remain when the is turned and the body walks away? You used to know. Does nausea ensue when you chance upon a memory of someone you used to know? Does warmth decrease when the pulse is strong, but the response is weak? You used to know. I just laid down guidelines in front of me. It's similar to the thing you do to me. Does the pain remain when the head is turned and the body walks away? You used to know. Does nausea ensue when you chance upon a memory of someone you used to know? Does warmth decrease when the pulse is gone, but the response is weak? You used to know. I'll set an example. Typically, it's less complicated than it simply should be. Does the pain remain when the head is turned and the body walks away? You used to know. Does nausea ensue when you chance upon a memory of someone you used to know. Does warmth decrease when the pulse is drawn, but the response is weak? You used to know. I just laid down guidelines in front of me. It's similar to the things you do to me. Of me, it's similar to the things you do to me. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short intermission, and then we'll be back with a little mystery play.
Good evening, listeners. Xavier and Grace Utilities is proud to be the sponsors of America's favorite suspense program, The Land of Mystery. Tonight's episode features Gloria Kent and Paul Warren as world-famous detectives Charles and Eleanor Kittredge. Enjoy the program. And remember, Xavier and Grace Utilities, we turn things on.
Nothing could spoil my mood now that we're here.
I quite agree. We must remember to write a note of thanks to our ex-client, Mr. Finch, for permitting us the use of his summer estate.
Where, coincidentally, an ancestor of mine was murdered for being a witch.
Really?
Yes. Watch out!
Goodness, what in heaven's name?
It's a cow, Charles.
Clearly. My question is, what is it doing on the road? Do you think it will move if I apply the horn?
It's certainly worth a try. Again, Charles. How strange. It appears the cow is looking at us. Or actually, as if it's looking ever so slightly to the left.
Why, look, darling. There. That broken sign. Shadow Lane. That's what we're looking for, isn't it?
Yes. Shadow Lane.
Ellie. What's wrong? You look as though you've seen a ghost.
There's the house, Charles.
Yes?
The curtains. Don't you see them?
Yes. Ellie. What?
They're all wrong. I specifically remember Mr. Finch saying the house had green curtains. Those curtains are scarlet.
Eleanor, really? I'm sure there's a logical explanation. Everything is going to be perfectly perfect, and I won't have you spoiling things with your overactive imagination. Remember, we're on holiday. This, Ellie.
What is it, Charles?
There's no doubt I, like you, like a good murder. But you'll see death in the mirror if you look hard enough.
What is it?
Right here in the paper. Debutante found hung. Witch hunt on. Laura Hughes.
That's not Arthur Hughes' daughter, is it?
It is. Only daughter of shipping tycoon found hanging from his store cloak at Gallows Hill.
Gallows Hill? Why, that's where my ancestor was hung. They don't still believe in witches here, do they? You can pretty much split the town in half between the people who believe in the past and those who don't. Sally's my name, and I'll be your waitress this morning.
Pardon me, folks, but aren't you Charles and Eleanor Kittredge, their famous private investigators from London?
Why, yes, we are.
Pleased to meet ya. I'm Sergeant Duffy. I'd be curious to know what you two make of this Hughes affair.
What's to know? It's a suicide. Tom, that's our newsman, told me over his breakfast. It'll be in the later edition. Turned out she left a note.
That's right, Sally. We have a note, but we also have a prior case.
Joan Turner, the heiress from Ipswich. Why, that was exactly 1 year ago today.
Correct, Mrs. Kittredge. Joan was the same age, 16, and hung the same way. Furthermore, she also left behind a note. Identical, down to the way she dotted her I's and crossed her T's. Or rather, the way someone else did. Exactly.
Wow, you two must be working up an appetite. What'll it be? We like our eggs poached, Sally, with 2 cups of tea and toast. Do you carry orange marmalade? Wouldn't be gone dead without it.
This must be the historical oak. It even has a plaque.
All I found is a simple bottle cap, Moxie Cola. The police have scoured the area.
What's Moxie?
I think it's like chutzpah.
Pardon.
Oh!
Really, sir, you've given us quite a fright. This area is strictly off limits. My name don't matter. Lots of places a man can hide or be hidden. Just like a battle. And I don't know where mine is.
I'm so sorry. Would you like a dime for some coffee?
Listen. Moving's what they do. Moving them in and moving them out.
They?
Who then? I didn't say who, did I? Oh, enough of this nonsense. Come, Eleanor. Good day. Don't go. Hey, lady, make him stay.
Yes, let's wait a moment, Charles.
I saw the two. I can't say. I see lots of things, but I couldn't do nothing. It's been a long time since Hobo Harry had a chance for heroics.
Heroics for what, Harry?
How'd you know my name? I better keep quiet. Made a promise. They think black patent leather makes them special. They think silver can pass for white gold. I'm not about to pawn silver. What she gave me was no payment.
What do you mean?
Move on. Hear from Laura.
What's this? It looks like a cigarette case. How exquisite. And look, there's an insignia. J.T. Joan Turner.
And look, there's a note inside. D knows. Who's D, Harry? Harry? Why, he's vanished without a trace.
Thank you.
Duffy, Daniel, Donahue, Drett. Why even Harry gets into the act? D is for drunk. Here we are at the seaside, and all I can think about is D, D, D.
Damn!
Are you all right?
I think so. I just turned my ankle a bit.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Charles, look, over there!
Great Scott. I do believe the tide struck in a body.
Oh, hurry! We must get closer and then we'll... Oh, Charles, it's Sally. Our waitress at the cafe.
Poor, unfortunate woman. Look at the marks on her neck. She's been strangled.
We must move her if we can.
Absolutely.
Oh, mercy. At this rate, I'm no help to you at all.
Wait. Over there, there's a child playing in front of that house. Maybe he's seen something.
Hello there. Is your mother in?
My mommy told me not to talk to strangers, but you look like a nice lady.
Kevin? Who are you talking to?
Good evening, madam. I'm sorry to bother you, but there's been some trouble on the beach. A woman. I'm afraid there's no need for an ambulance, but we would like to notify the police.
That bad, huh? Things have been getting plenty strange around here. Well, with that girl murdered up on the hill, and now you foreigners showing up like this at dinner time, I'll call the police for you. But it won't do you any good.
Thank you! Charles, do you notice anything peculiar about this house?
I'm afraid not.
Look at the curtains. Green, with the same golden pea pattern Mr. Finch described to us. And that we're missing. From his home! What's a four-letter word for sea eagle?
R-N-E.
Of course. Which makes four down penitent.
The clue's confound.
Which clue?
Not your puzzle. I mean in regards to these murders.
Shh.
What?
I thought I heard something.
Where?
Above. Oh, never mind. Well, let's review the case.
The cigarette case with the note inside D knows seems most significant.
Yes. That and the curtains with the golden pea pattern, which somehow ended up at the house where Kenny Cavanaugh lives. Charles, I hear a noise again.
Would you like me to check upstairs?
I would like to go for a drive.
Well, isn't that a bit drastic?
Apparently not. The front door is locked. Someone must have rigged it from the outside.
Nonsense. It must be jammed. Let me try.
Oh!
No. There go the lights.
Somebody's face at the window.
Who is it? Who are you? We're calling the police.
The line is dead. I smell something strange.
My head's all a muddle. The rug's been pulled out from under me. The room is spinning. I can't.
Charles, where are you? Reach out your hand.